Greetings, friends, from Sri Ramanachalam Mandir in Ogdensburg in the far north, but not quite as far north as Anil. The name of my memoir of Dennis is A Life Devoted to Life's Highest Calling. I came to Arunachala Ashram in the summer of 1971. Dennis came a few months later. It was a cold December day, and snow was falling, and Dennis camped out on the cold cement step of the storefront on East 6th Street in Manhattan that was Arunachala Ashram at the time. There, Dennis awaited Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, who was traveling to welcome him from his apartment in the outer borough of Brooklyn. Apparently, Bhagavat's trip took quite a while, so Dennis waited patiently in the snow and the cold. And this event inspired many pages in Bhagavat Ji's prayer manuscript, pages that pay tribute to the nobility, the sincerity, the one-pointedness, and the earnestness of the young man who that night itself spread out his sleeping bag on the floor of the kitchen in the storefront and dedicated his life and service to devotees of Bhagavan from then on. In my early memories of Dennis, I see a young, tall man of noble mien marching with purpose from the house to the temple in Nova Scotia, ever focused on spiritual practice. I can see Dennis sitting up close to the shrine, singing bhajans with heartfelt one-pointedness. From those days on until Dennis entered his time of solitude, I came to see him as the friend of my soul. Friendship was a big word from early on with us in the ashram. As Bhagavatji used to tell us all, never give up your right to call a friend. We saw the friendship among us as the glue that would hold us together and sustain us as we pursue our life's ideals of service, surrender, and self-knowledge. I think that Dennis's willingness to surrender all in the pursuit of his highest aspirations led many devotees to think of him over time as our friend in chief. The first time that I was preparing to go to Sri Ramanashramam on my own in the late 1970s, I remember traipsing around Lower Manhattan with Dennis by my side, guiding my purchase of necessities, clothesline, and who knows what all. I suppose it was his wish that my time there might confer on me the same deep peace it would have bestowed on him. During that same pilgrimage, I had the blessing of spending time in the presence of Vishwanath Swami. During the summer of 2004, Dennis made it possible for Darlene and me to travel together to India for a couple of weeks, soul refresher time. My hubby Paul's MS had progressed to the point that he was in need of companionship. So Dennis, Dave Rubinson, and Peter Fell came up to the Thousand Islands and gave Paul company, and Darlene and I took off for India. Before long, Dennis was signing their emails, the North Country Boys. It was an intercontinental celebration of Bhagavan's grace, the happy memories made possible by this kind gesture of blessed friendship would take far more than 5 minutes to detail. Dennis's one-pointed focus on meditation resulted in an amazing gift for managing the details of everyday life, as he had learned not to waste time on useless thinking. Taking Bhagavat's admonition to remember to call a friend when in trouble, I once called Dennis in a negotiation with a used car salesman from the used car lot. Dennis told me to make sure the price the salesman offered was the final price. And so I did, I think. My last vivid memory of Dennis is from the fall of 2019, when he came up to Ogdensburg, New York for the Samprokshanam of the Ogdensburg Mandir. Spiritually, Dennis seemed to me ablaze with an ecstatic spirit of renunciation. Here, Dennis spoke of the bliss of looking into the gracious glance of Bhagavan's eyes as the fulfillment of life and the summum bonum of existence. Whether or not we see Dennis again in this life, he is certainly ever with us, even as the grace of Bhagavan, who is, after all, our number one friend in chief, always with us in all matters that we entrust to him, great and small. That's it for me.